Hey there, I'm Franklin Taggart, and this is the Virtual Coffee Break. I've got my coffee, grab your beverage, and let's sit down and have a little bit of a chat. Just got off of a call this morning with a client who is experiencing a real deep slowdown in her business. And we were talking about what to do in times like that. She's fairly new in business. She started her consultancy just over a year ago. And this is really the first slowdown that she's experienced. She kind of had a big opportunity right out of the gate that kept her busy for over a year. But that opportunity has ended now, and she is now in the throes of having to find some new opportunities for herself. Now, there are a few things that I usually encourage people to do when things slow down. And believe me, I've been through a lot of slowdowns in my work life, and I know that sometimes it's important just to kind of, you know, recharge and rejuvenate and all that kind of thing. I try to avoid wallowing as much as possible, but every now and then, wallowing seems to be like the best idea, at least for about 5 minutes. But one of the things that I really encourage people to do, there are three things that I encourage people to do when things start to slow down and they don't have any ideas for where to turn for new business. The first one is to start making lists. And I can just give you an example. I like to use spreadsheets for lists. And you can see that I've got a list here. I haven't started adding to it because this isn't one that I've been using yet this year. But if I needed to make a list for, you know, business development, I would create something like this spreadsheet in Google Sheets, which is the 2024 New Business Research List. Okay. Now, I have six different lists that are incorporated into this. The first one is mentors and advisors. I feel like that one of the most important calls that I can make during times when I have slowed down, my business is slower than usual, it's a really good time to reach out to mentors and advisors for a lot of reasons. Number one, I can find out what they're going through, maybe what they might recommend, any kinds of insights that they might have into the trends that are going on right now, things like that. So mentors and advisors is the first list that I make. The next list that I make is a list of former clients. And the reason that I do this is that there are some people that I've worked with in the past that I haven't been in touch with in a while. I really need to reestablish contact with them. I need to find out how things are going for them, and I'd really like to be, you know, I'd like to find ways that I can be supportive in whatever they're going through right now. Sometimes that turns into a new offer. Sometimes it turns into just a referral or a recommendation. Or maybe I've just read a book that they might be interested in. Or maybe there's something that I can send them. But I make a list of former clients and I start reaching out to them. Now, here's the one that I think is really important, and that is dream clients. I would really like to keep a list. Now, if you've ever read the book Dream 100, Dream 100 are, I think the concept is it's the 100 people that you would like to have in your professional network. And that's kind of the same concept here, but I like to keep a list of dream clients, and dream clients can be, you know, anybody that I recognize as someone that would be interesting, fun, compelling, exciting to work with, all of the above. So I look for people that I am really motivated to seek out opportunities with. Now, it may be, again, that I don't have any immediate opportunities with them, but one of the things that this does is that it gives me a place to start doing some research about things that they are doing. Like, I can go and look on their social media pages and see the things that they're posting, and I can see the things that they're doing, and that can stimulate ideas and inspiration for me. Now, the next thing that I think is really important is to keep a list of industry trends. In the last month, probably the majority of people that I've worked with in my coaching and in the business consulting that I do with the local business development center, most of the people that I've worked with have had some kind of either a concern or an observation or some kind of a actual disruption related to AI. So one of the things that I need to start looking at more seriously are the trends around AI in creative industries. That seems to be coming up. Well, that can open up a whole Pandora's box of possibilities in terms of research. Now, the other thing that I like to keep track of is resources. So if I find a resource online, or if I find some kind of a resource related to one of the trends or one of the opportunities that I'm interested in, I like to keep a link of that. So I'll just keep a list of resource links as well. And then the last one is any idea or opportunity that I can spot in all of this different research that I'm doing, that list is an important one too. So step number one, when you're in the throes of a business slowdown, is to start making your list. Now, you may have other criteria and other things that are interesting and inspiring to you that you need to keep lists for. This is just an example of some of the lists that I like to keep. Now, the next thing that I do is research, and I like to get as deep as I can in the research that I'm doing. So the first place that I'll usually stop is Google. And one of the things that I could do is I could look at AI. AI projects in TV and film, and I want to look specifically for 2024. So AI predictions, yeah, that's fine. I could probably use that too. But Forbes has first article out there is a Forbes article on the AI takeover in cinema and how movie studios are shifting over to use AI more. AI concerns. Okay, 42% of film and TV production workers say that AI will harm their work path. So the thing that I want to keep track of, though, is that I want to just see, it seems like that the majority of things that I'm seeing here are mostly professional concerns. I'm not seeing much being written in terms of opportunity. But one of the things that I can start looking at is that if I see articles here that I want to remember or want to refer to, one of the things that I can do then is I can just open the article and take the link from there, go over to my spreadsheet and get into my resource list, or actually in my trends list, and I'm just going to copy that link right into that cell. Okay, so the nice thing about it, if you use Google Forms, you can see it'll open up a nice preview window of the link when you post it. So that automatically gets saved. I can go back to my Google again and continue to look for things. So Google is the thing that I tend to go for first. Now, the other thing that I wanted to show you are some search tools within Google that I think are really, really helpful. If you go over here to the right of your search bar, and just underneath it on the right end, there's the word tools. Click on tools and open it up, and you'll notice that you get this little drop-down menu over here, advanced search, all results, and anytime. Now, the anytime one is the one that I'm particularly interested in, because what I would really like to find out is what has been published in the past month about projections for TV and film industry. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go with Google's suggestion for predictions and just see. Looks like it's more of the same, but I think one of the things that I'm also going to be very interested to do is I'm going to go ahead and look at as many of these that I can. But what I'm really starting to want to find out are, what are the opportunities that are being created, or what are the opportunities that are being missed by my people who are in video and film and TV? Like, what opportunities are they not seeing? Because one of the things that I can do as a coach is go to them and say, have you thought about this? And if not, would you like to put together some kind of a strategy with this in the center of it? So the research is something that I like to do. Verbatim results, you can get specific things, but I'm not sure why it showed me hotels in Loveland, Colorado. That doesn't really, that's not relevant to my search at all. But it can tell us a lot about the trends that are coming up, and I can look at verbatim search results. The other thing in advanced search is that I can get really specific about the criteria that I use, exact words and phrases, or any words and phrases, none of those words, numbers ranging from and to. It's really pretty complex. So one of the things that I would encourage people to do is to just do as much deep research as you can on the trends that people are talking about. That was one of the other lists that I meant to put down, and that is that it's a hot topics list. The hot topics list is one where, what are the things that people are talking about now in conversations that I have? Now, the last thing that I tell people during a business slowdown that I think is a really important thing is that you just need to put some new offers out there, right? If you've got a new product, put your new product offer out into the world and let people know about it. Try to reach the new people that you need to reach who may need the product that you're putting out there. But don't get stuck in that waiting for something to happen. Go out there and initiate things and inspire things to happen. And, you know, if you've got something old or new to offer, go ahead and put it out into the world. So those are the three things that I usually encourage people to do. Start making lists. Start making the important lists of trends, people, connections, resources, all of those kinds of things. Do your deep research. Like, the way that you can tell that your research is being fruitful is if you start getting ideas as you read. If you start getting ideas, insights, and inspiration, your research is working. Make sure that you're recording the insights, ideas, and inspiration that you have. That's where your opportunities are going to come from. And then finally, the last thing is either dust off an old offer or create a new one, but put some offers out into the world and start asking people if they're interested. So those are the three things that I recommend if business slows down for you. If you have any questions about that, please get in touch with me. My blog is franklintaggart.com. I offer a free coaching call that you're going to hear about at the end of the program, but you can find me at franklintaggart.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you in the next coffee break. Thanks for joining me for this virtual coffee break. If you're in a situation in which you feel dissatisfied, restless, or out of place, and you're not sure what you need to do next, I offer a free one-hour coaching session called the Best Next Step Call. It's a legit coaching session with no sales pitch. Schedule yours with no strings attached by going to my blog, franklintaggart.com, and finding the image that says Schedule Your Best Next Step Call Now. Click on the image, reserve a time on the schedule, and I'll look forward to meeting you soon. Thanks again.